From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello VOA listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voanews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo affirms Indonesia needs a brave and people-centric leader. Minister Sri Mulyani says Indonesia to keep encouraging inclusive growth. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where President Joko Widodo has said that Indonesia needs a future leader who is brave and close to the people. This was exposed during a forum held by Relawan Jokowi in Jakarta on Sunday. Relawan Jokowi is a group of social organizations and volunteers supporting the president. He emphasized that the people also need a leader who understands Indonesia's potentials and strength. He warned that if the wrong leader is chosen, Indonesia could lose the opportunity to become a developed country in the next 13 years. He also urged Indonesians to choose a future leader who would be able to optimize Indonesia's demographic dividend and help the countries become a developed country in the future. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati said that Indonesia would continue to encourage inclusive growth and development by eradicating extreme poverty and reducing the prevalence rate of childhood stunting. As quoted from a statement received on Saturday, she noted that the attempts being made are aimed at improving people's welfare, as creating a just and prosperous society is one of Indonesia's major goals. She made the remarks as a discussion of a dialogue entitled Economic Policies in Pursuit of Welfare. The dialogue was conducted as a part of the G7 Finance Minister and Central Bank Governors meeting in Niigata on May 11 to 12, 2023, which discussed issues related to endeavors to increase public welfare. Minister Sri Mulyani added that to realize the ideals, the Indonesian government has increased the budget allocation for social protection. The Indonesian government is pursuing the completion of 58 National Strategic Projects, or PSNS, valued at 420 trillion rupiah, or $28 billion by the end of 2024, according to the Committee for Acceleration of Priority Infrastructure Delivery, KPPIP. During an event to commemorate 8 years of the PSN program on Sunday, head of the KPPIP, Wahyu Utomo, disclosed that the program was outlined by President Joko Widodo in Presidential Regulation No. 3 of 2016. He also mentioned that KPPIP serves as a point of contact to pursue coordination in the bottlenecking efforts so as to ensure progress of infrastructure development in key sectors listed in the PSN and priority program, ranging from transportation, energy, drinking water, sanitation to telecommunication. Let's move on to the international news, where the Thailand's opposition secured a stunning election win on Sunday after trashing parties' allies with the military, setting the stage for a flurry of deal-making over forming a government in a bid to end nearly a decade of conservative army-backed rule. The Liberal Move Forward Party and the populist Pheu Thai Party were far out in front of 99% of votes counted, but it was far from certain either will form the next government, with parliamentary rules written by the military after its 2014 coup skewed in its favor. Sunday's election was the latest bout in a long-running battle for power between Pheu Thai, the populist juggernaut of the billionaire Sinawatra family. Turkey headed for a runoff vote after President Tayyip Erdogan let over his position's rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu in Sunday's election, but fell short of an outright majority to extend his 20 years rule of the NATO member countries. Neither Erdogan nor Kılıçdaroğlu cleared the 50% threshold needed to avoid a second round, to be held on May 28 in an election seen as a verdict on Erdogan's increasingly authoritarian path. The presidential's vote will decide not only who leads Turkey, but also whether it reverts to a more secular, democratic path, how it will handle its severe cost of living crisis, and manage key relations with Russia, the Middle East, and the West. Leaders of the Group of Seven Nations plan to tighten sanctions on Russia at their summit in Japan this week, with steps aimed at energy and exports aiding Moscow's war efforts, said officials with direct knowledge of the discussions. New measures announced by the leaders during the May 19 to 21st meetings will meet target sanctions invasion involving third countries and seek to undermine Russia's future energy productions and curb trade that supports Russia's military, the people said. Separately, U.S. officials also expect G7 members will agree to adjust their approach to sanction so that, at least for certain categories of goods, all exports are automatically banned unless they are on the list of approved items. Oil prices slipped on Monday as concerns about fuel demand at top global oil consumers in the U.S. and China offset optimisms about tightening supplies from any OPEC Plus cuts and resumptions in U.S. buying for reserves. Brent crude futures fell $73.74 a barrel by 0.130 GMT, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude was at $69.67 a barrel. Last week, both benchmarks fell for a fourth consecutive week, the longest streak of weekly decline since September 22, over concerns that the United States could enter a recession on significant risk of a historic default within the first 2 weeks of June. Well, listener, let's move on to commentary for today on the 14th G7 summit to be held in Japan. Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology Nadiem Anwar Makarim established cooperation in the field of education with the governments of Great Britain and Northern Ireland through the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding MOU. This was done by Minister Nadiem during a bilateral meeting with the British State Secretary for Education, Gillian Keegan. Minister Nadiem said in Jakarta on Friday that in implementing Merdeka Learning, his side emphasized the importance of social responsibility for the quality of education. The areas of cooperation agreed upon the Memorandum of Understanding include talent mobility, research exchanges, joint publication, awarding of scholarship and links and matches between universities and industries. During the discussion that took place at the UK's Department for Education office, both ministers exchanged information regarding the focus and priority of each country in the education sector. Minister Nadiem also explained to Minister Keegan about the main focus of the Ministry of Education and Culture through Merdeka Learning, namely creating superior human resources and following it up by improving the quality of education system in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Minister Gillian Keegan confirmed his support for the Merdeka Learning transformation by emphasizing the importance of connecting education with the needs of the industrial world. Apart from appreciating the transformation of education system that has taken place in Indonesia through Merdeka Belajar, Minister Keegan also hopes that the cooperation that has been going well between Indonesia and the UK can get stronger in the future. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the
Let's begin today in history on May 15 with an event in 1942 by the birth of Yusuf Kala. Muhammad Yusuf Kala, who was born in Bone, Region C, South Sulawesi on May 15, 1942, is an Indonesian businessperson and politician. He has served as Vice President of Indonesia for two non-consecutive terms of office. His first period was a Vice President accompanying Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono for the period 2004-2009, while his second term was in 2014-2019 as Vice President under President Joko Widodo administrative. Let's move on to the next event in 1993 when International Day of Families was celebrated for the first time. International Day of Families is commemorated on May 15 every year. International Day of Families has been commemorated since 1993. This commemoration was first introduced by the General Assembly of the United Nations and has become an annual commemoration that is commemorated throughout the world. The United Nations considers that it is important for people to commemorate Family Day as an effort to raise awareness of children's rights, gender equality, health, education, social inclusion, and family welfare. We entered in history with an event in 2010 when Jessica Watson became the youngest person to sail non-stop around the world alone with assistance. Watson from Butarim, north of Brisbane, Queensland, sailed from Sydney on October 18, 2009, despite being pessimistic by her critics. The young girl, who was not even 17 at the time, was deemed too young and inexperienced to travel around the world. During 7 months, the Australian girl sailed across the South Pacific to Cape Horn in South America, then across the Atlantic Oceans to South Africa, then crossed the Indian Ocean and sailed South Australia. Jessica Watson finally completed her journey around the world on May 15, 2010. She becomes the youngest sailor in the world to circumnavigate the globe alone, non-stop and unaided.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chillin' by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would've thought somehow, you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would've known somehow, you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, talking myself, no wanting to go. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, crossed legs laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you. Dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, now you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my song. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The government of Indonesia and the Democratic Republic of Congo have agreed to establish cooperation in the defense and military sector, signing the letter of intent at the Ministry of Defense of the Republic of Indonesia, Jakarta on Thursday, where Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto and Deputy Prime Minister, concurrently Minister of Defense of the Congo, Jean-Pierre Bemba Gombo. Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto, during a press conference after the meeting with his counterpart from Congo, said, Indonesia welcomed the cooperation with Congo, especially regarding plans to purchase defense equipment made in Indonesia. The Minister of Defense of the Congo then visited the Indonesian military industry PT Pindad and the aircraft industry PT Dirgantara Indonesia on Thursday. Deputy Prime Minister, concurrently Minister of Defense of the Congo, Jean-Pierre Bemba Gombo, thanked Indonesia for the warm welcome. According to him, the Congo is very interested in this new collaboration. He considers it important for the Democratic Republic of the Congo to learn about Indonesia's achievement, especially from the defense and military industry. Meanwhile, President Director of the Indonesian Military Industry PT Pindad, Abraham Mose, said that he was pleased to introduce the Indonesian defense industry. The Minister of Defense of the Congo had the opportunity to use the latest weapons, namely AM-1 and DMR-SPM-1, and witness the parade of vehicle produced by PT Pindad.
Kesapa dirimu, oh merinding buluku, oh jadi gugup aku saat bersamamu, saat kau senyum padaku. Mungkin inilah rasanya, rasa suka pada dirinya sejak Facebook mau apa, nomormu berapa. Mungkin inilah rasanya cinta pada pandang pertama. Senyuman manismu itu buat aku deg-deg melulu. Oh, nanti aku follow Twitter. Tunggu retweetmu agar aku tahu sukakah kau kepadaku. Mungkin inilah rasanya, rasa suka pada dirinya sejak pertama aku bertanya Facebookmu apa, nomormu berapa. Pada pandang pertama, senyuman manismu itu buat aku deg-deg melulu. Oh, la, 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 la. Kamu, 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 kamu. Senyuman manismu itu buat aku dan cintaku redup melulu.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to Malalak, one of districts in Agam Regency, West Sumatra Province, Indonesia. Malalak consists of four nagari, namely North Malalak Nagari, South Malalak Nagari, East Malalak Nagari, and West Malalak Nagari. Each of these villages scatters a variety of beautiful waterfalls. No wonder Malalak is known as a paradise for waterfall tourism lovers. In this district, there are Burai Burai Langkuik, Burai Burai Bantingke, Burai Burai Singke, Langkuik Tamyang and Langkuik Tinggi waterfalls. Langkuik Tinggi waterfall is located in Nyur area, South Malalak. The distance to this waterfall is about 30 to 45 minutes from Bukit Tinggi City, or about 3 hours by motor vehicles from Padang City. It's easy to find the location of this waterfall because the post is on the side of the road. Arriving at the tourism location of Langkuik Tinggi, you can park your motor at the available parking area. Before entering, you must first register yourself at the post. You will be offered the services of a tour guide. There is no special rate for tour guide fees, depending on your willingness to give. From the post to the location of the Langkuik Tinggi waterfall, you have to take a walk for about an hour. You will pass through green rice fields and forests. The terrain is quite extreme with roads that are rather slippery when it rains, so you have to prepare yourself physically if you visit there. To get to the first waterfall, you're required to go along the river. Langkuik Tinggi waterfall has a height of up to 100 meters and 5 waterfalls. Because there are no restaurants at this tourist location, it is hoped that you can bring your own food. Well, VOI listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Little time of faith.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is the hotel, which means at the hotel. So stay tuned. We're going to present you a conversation entitled Saya Minta Tolong, which means I need help. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and a hotel staff. Chris is in front of the hotel. He calls the hotel staff and asks for a trolley. Let's listen to the conversation.
Selamat datang di Hotel Buana.
Terima kasih. Saya minta tolong diambilkan trolley. Barang saya cukup banyak.
Baik pak, mohon tunggu sebentar.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce you some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya, which means I. Minta tolong, which means ask for help or need help. Diambilkan, which means got or taken. Trolley, which means trolley. Saya minta tolong diambilkan trolley, which means I need you to help me get a trolley. Barang. Which means goods. Tunggu, which means wait. Sebentar, which means a minute. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya minta tolong diambilkan trolley, which means I need you to help me get a trolley. In the sentence, there is an expression, Saya minta tolong, which means I need help. The word saya minta tolong, which means I need help, is used to ask for help politely. This expression is followed by an activity that someone is asking for help. In this case is diambilkan trolley, which means get me a trolley. Let's listen to the other examples of asking for help. Saya minta tolong tas saya dibawakan. Saya minta tolong tas saya dibawakan. I need your help to bring my bag. Saya minta tolong dibelikan obat. Saya minta tolong dibelikan obat. Which means, I need your help to buy me a medicine. Many Indonesian vocabularies are absorptions from foreign languages, one of which is English. The word trolley, which means trolley, is an absorption from the word trolley in English. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Selamat datang di Hotel Buana.
Terima kasih. Saya minta tolong diambilkan troli. Barang saya cukup banyak.
Baik Pak, mohon tunggu sebentar.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Banyak perbedaan, ku ingin dia bahagia. Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Duri Duri by New Normal Keroncong. The song composed by Tri Suaka was released on November 6, 2021. The song Duri Duri was popularized by Zil Ferdian featuring Tri Sanctuary. The song tells about sadness caused by a person's struggle that is in vain to show his love because his lover chooses to be with someone else. Well, listener, here is New Normal Keroncong with the song Duri Duri. Enjoy!
Duri Duri yang kau tancapkan di hati ini membuat diriku sakit hati. Aku yang berjuang untuk dirimu, tapi dia yang dapatkan cintamu. Surat undangan yang kau berikan kepadaku, aku tak percaya. Ku titipkan cintaku kepadanya. Jagalah dia, buatlah dia bahagia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI _official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI _official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.